In ninth grade, I convinced my biology class that my sister was actually feeding me all of the answers to biology, and that's why I scored near 100% on a lot of the tests. The reality is that's not true, and there's never, ever a case where people can actually read your mind. And the relationship that you have with your partner during postpartum is no different. So in this podcast, I created a guide for how you go about managing postpartum using what I call tap out phrases, and I go through specifically exactly how to do that. This episode is tied to a free PDF that has all of the questions I talked about in the episode laid out. So head over to www.thenewmomnaturopath.com/tap out. That's www.thenewmomnaturopath.com/tap out. And I hope you enjoy.
Are you panicking thinking about bringing your baby home from the hospital? Have you no idea how to change a diaper, nurse a baby, or use a snot sucker? Or do you find yourself constantly fighting over everything with your partner? Welcome to the New Mom Naturopath Podcast, the show where we help you find out how to reduce your anxiety, strengthen your relationship, and take care of yourself along with baby. So reheat that lukewarm coffee and get ready to enjoy being nap-trapped while we find your confidence in postpartum.
My goal of this podcast is to embrace the naturopathic principle of docere, which means to teach. I really want you to learn practical advice on how to actually improve your postpartum experience, but this does not replace the use of your own personal physician. Any and all medical advice should be done and taken through the careful and personal decisions of your medical doctor. So today's podcast, I really wanted to talk to you about relationships in postpartum and specifically how to create a tap out phrase during postpartum. So this is what I call using phrases that are very simple, short, and direct to communicate clearly to your partner that you need help of some kind. And I have talked about them before on the podcast, but I've never really explained how I go about creating them with my husband and also how I follow through and make sure that we're on the same page. A couple of caveats here. This is a good thing to do at any point in parenting focused, but it is ideal that you do it before postpartum because once you're in the postpartum realm, you're going to be emotional, tired, exhausted, overwhelmed, overtouched, overstimulated, all of the above. But I want to emphasize this can be done at any point in time and in fact should be done repeatedly so that you're on the same page and you're actually working towards making a progress in a lot of different things. So I also wanted to give another caveat here is that I've created a free PDF resource that goes through step-by-step how to do this with your partner. And it very much coincides with this podcast of exactly how you go about doing this process, what you can do to support each other, journaling prompts that I will talk about in this podcast. So you don't have to write them all down. You can just go to www.thenewmomnaturopath.com/tap out. That's thenewmomnaturopath.com/tap out. And it'll give you a bunch of different ways that you can feel supported during postpartum. Now, I wanted to go through the 5-step process that I do when my husband and I are creating or forming tap out phrases. The first thing we do, I do this separately from him. The first 3 steps I kind of do separately and prior to talking to him, but identify the common triggers that I have and that they have. So things I'm noticing that they get really spicy about or that really irks me, I write that down and then I process what need is not being met, what need is being met currently, and how can I adapt or mold my behavior in the situation before I even go to my husband. Because a lot of times what people have said to us, what actions they have taken is not even in the realm of meant to harm us or hurt us or make us feel angry. A lot of times it's 1, an unneed met that they're not having. 2, they don't have any idea that you're being offended by it. So it's really, really, really important that you over communicate to yourself, hey, I'm getting offended by this. Why am I getting offended by this? What did that trigger inside me? And what need was not met by me or by my partner? And writing this out makes it very clear when you go to your partner exactly how you want to correct the situation. So the second thing is what needs need to be met from you and then from your partner. And the third thing I like to do is how can you come up with creative ways for your partner to get to help you. So one of the biggest struggles that I have in our relationship is that, you know, there may be plenty of ways that my husband can help me, but a lot of the ways that he could help me, I get very triggered when he steps in and does that. It's like the feeling of, wow, you don't think I could do it on my own, or why are you doing that, or what is the thought process, or why did you say it like that? Even if it's just like, why'd you say it in that tone like that? I'm just like, or I read into it. He could say something completely benign in a very neutral tone, and I could think like, wow, he's judging me so hard. That's why the thought process beforehand is really important. And then also this step is really important of like, what are ways that your partner can actually help you in this moment before you're in the moment, not in the moment. It's like, let's brainstorm together ways that we can do this. But before I go and brainstorm this together, I'm going to come up with a couple ideas and be like, hey, these are what I have. Do these work, or what will work later on? And that's when you start to like actually say, these are the tap out phrases. And why I call them tap out phrases is because they're like, you're at your wit's end. You don't know what else to do, but you're tired, overwhelmed, touched out, really can't do this anymore. And you're ready to say to your partner, like, I'm about to explode. I need you to take over so that I can go and reset. And the point of this is that each time this happens, you're doing it earlier and earlier and earlier in the tap out phrase, like moments. So you're not brushing up against overall, like, says you're not going to be the tea kettle that's about to blow steam. You're trying to get back farther and farther so that you and your partner have very even playing fields of I've had enough. And so it's really important to come up with ways to help each other not get to that tap out moment. And the reason why I like these is because it's like little coined phrases between you. And I like to make them really funny, you know, like pineapple or SpongeBob or something that you're never going to really say in regular life, unless you eat a lot of pineapple. But I like to make it so funny so that when it happens, we start laughing instead of getting offended. Because sometimes when you're in that moment of overwhelm, it's super easy to think that your partner doesn't know what you're going through. They don't understand exactly what's going on. And then lastly, the last step, number 5, is going to be to communicate regularly on a regular basis, plan out on a regular basis when you're going to check in to see what is and is not working in postpartum. This is super important. It's super important because you're going to want to have these conversations when you're not in the heat of the moment, when you're not angry about something else, not angry, not upset, not overwhelmed, all the buzzwords of postpartum. You're not in that freak out mode. And so I really wanted to have a couple of things for you to take action on before you even meet with your partner. And so I'm realizing typos in my PDF that I made for you. So I'm gonna have to fix that before this goes live, but that's okay. Anyway, I created a checklist that gives you a bunch of things that you can journal out both with your partner and also by yourself. So what do you think, or where do you want to have tap out phrases during postpartum? Where do you want like a phrase that really does convey to your partner, hey, I'm struggling. I need your help. I need your help right now. I'm about to be to that stage of freak out. I need to take 5 minutes. How can you like take over? What actions need to take place in that time for you to feel supported? So what does your partner need to do for you in order for you to feel supported in this moment? And then what emotions are going through your head? And this has a multi-layer effect, like you've already kind of talked about, is that your emotions are tied to the physical things that are going on. So what exactly is baby doing right now that's driving you up the wall? Or how long has it been since you've had 5 seconds alone? You know, are you mad about the situation? Are you mad that you have to do more dishes, or the dishes are done again and you feel overwhelmed, and every time that you do the dishes, they get done the right way, but if someone else does the dishes, it's like there's always that white film on all of the bottles and it just will not get done. And so, like, what emotion are you going through? Have you addressed that yourself? And that is super, 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 super important. If you want to have more tips of how to process emotions, how to process what you're feeling during postpartum, definitely check out the podcast episode, What to Do with Your Emotions During Postpartum, a couple weeks back. It's a very good strategy for helping you figure out exactly what you need and how you need to support yourself moving forward, especially with emotions. And then what potential emotions might happen if your partner says a tap out phrase. So if your partner starts to say, I've had it, I need a break, what sort of emotions are you going to have in that case? Are you going to judge them? Are you going to feel overwhelmed that you can't do other things? Are you going to be able to step up right away? Are you going to feel like it's not fair because you've done X, Y, and Z? What emotions are going to come up? And then go back and do those worksheets of like, how am I going to deal with this? And do it as a forward thing, like these are potential emotions I'm going to have. This is how I'm going to address it. And then when you hear a phrase of like, sometimes I use these tap out phrases, not as a way of like, can you take over, but more of like, I'm giving you a warning. This is where I'm at. I need like, so this doesn't have a necessary action in place, but it's a warning phrase for your partner to be like, hey, I'm not feeling like this such and such need is being met. I really need help. And that is a very good time for you to also work on this judgment, because a lot of times when a partner comes to you and says, I don't feel like this is being met, it can be really hard because you feel like, wow, I've been working really hard and it doesn't seem like it's enough for you. What am I supposed to do here? And that's really hard. So definitely go back and look at those sorts of emotions in postpartum, so that you're able to work through it and be grateful. And then I really think it's a great idea for you to journal on what exactly your partner is doing right now for you and what you're grateful for specifically in relation to your partner and your relationship, because it's really easy to just complain. And in reality, you met them, you loved them, you created a child with them. There's a reason why they're there. So how can you get back to that state of gratitude, get back to the person that you absolutely really did love prior to them becoming a monster after you got pregnant? Because let's be real, my husband's deodorant smelled disgusting as soon as the strip turned pink. And then after that, I don't know what happened. I love him. But anyway. but what specific tasks do you think you're going to need a tap out phrase? So this kind of repeats back is like, what tasks are you going to be like, I just cannot do that right now. Like, I cannot do that right now. I do not want to do that right now. And then what might trigger when you say a tap out phrase? What process do you need to go through when someone says a tap out phrase to you? And so these may seem kind of repetitive, but the reality is you want to be able to make sure that you're going through the emotions of what's going to happen when you use these, and you're planning for things to come up as your partner and you learn to communicate. Because if you don't learn how to handle the emotions, relax into the feeling of I'm okay and I'm safe here, and then move through it, you won't be able to create that feeling of connection. And then I gave like three different slides of brainstorming for you to do with your partner on the types of tap outs that you want to do. So I have it here that you're going to do a tap out phrase. So you're going to say the phrase, whether it be like pumpkin squash, like whatever sort of thing you want to do as your rumored phrase. You're going to write down when you're going to use it, what it means, what it does not mean is also something good to think about, just so you guys know, like, it does not mean I'm mad at you. It does not mean that I'm frustrated with the situation. If I'm frustrated with the situation, I'm not going to use this phrase, sort of a thing. And then actions that need to be taken, what triggers might occur before, after, during all of these, and when are we checking in on this tap phrase to make sure it's still productive and useful, and that we're both still on the same page, that it is a useful tool for us and we don't feel triggered. Because if it doesn't work, if it's like you keep using it and you keep trying to tell yourself, I'm not going to get triggered when he says this, and then you keep doing it, then it's not working. We have to come up with something else. So those are the action, those are the like specific different things. And then I wanted to create a tap out worksheet where you have just them all listed out. I gave you a worksheet of six 6 different tap out phrases. And so you'll have a column where you'll put the phrase, then a column that you'll put the feelings that are probably going to be associated with this phrase. You can either make this the feelings that will lead you to say it, or also the feelings that might occur once you say it from both parties. And then the action plan, which is a column where you're going to say the action. Now, these are very small columns on here for a purpose and for a reason. This is not meant to be long or drawn out. This is meant to simplify your life. So the actions should be 1 or 2 steps at most, and the feelings should be 1 or 2 words, but not a sentence. This is not meant to be complicated. And the phrase, again, is supposed to be 1 or 2 words. It's not supposed to be something that's hard. But I gave one for a list of moms' tap out phrases, and then one for a list of dads, so that you're able to each have your own phrases. And obviously you can use each other's phrases, but a lot of times things that happen with mom that makes her overwhelmed is not the same thing as that makes dad overwhelmed, because society has our roles all very neatly defined. And then lastly, I just have a thank you. And I really would love to hear that you guys are doing this worksheet, getting more out of it, getting excited about it, being super productive on how you're going to go about making all of this a thing, and that you have some really fun tap-out phrases. I'd love to hear what your tap-out phrases are, what they mean, and how you go about using them in your daily lives. Please go ahead and go, I'm going to say it again, to www.thenewmomnaturopath.com/tap-out. The link will also be in the show notes. I hope you have a great day. Thank you for listening to the New Mom Naturopath podcast. I really hope you learned something and grew during this episode. If you could leave me a podcast review on Apple Podcasts, that'd be so helpful for me. If you have any questions, email me at admin@thenewmomnaturopath.com.